Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. An East Cambridgeshire District Council is consulting with residents to identify key bus, cycling and walking routes that will allow local people to get to work, college, doctors, shops, public services or simply to visit families and friends. Councillor Anna Bailey is leader of East Cambridgeshire District Council. She is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Julian.
Thanks for speaking to us. What I notice, actually, from this introduction here, is we haven't actually mentioned the car, which presumably is also part of your thinking.
This is all about alternative forms of transport, so we're wanting to hear from people about improving bus service routes, cycling and walking routes. That's what we're after.
Do you think that the routes that people use and the times that they want to use them have maybe changed in recent years as working patterns vary and things like that?
I think there's a whole new mood to want to have alternatives to the car. You know, people are very conscious about the climate change problems that we all face. And I think young people in particular, you know, are not having car ownership in the same levels as us old crusties.
Yeah, I said a lot of car sharing going on as well. But I find that the difficulty sometimes is that, you know, if you wanting to catch a bus is fine. You then have to try and find a bus to catch. And I guess this is part of the kind of information that you're looking to get to make sure that the bus companies are providing the right buses in the right place at the right time.
That's absolutely it, Julian. I mean, East Cambridgeshire District Council is only a tiny authority, so we're not in the game of being able to subsidise and fund bus services, but we are part of the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Combined Authority, and the Mayor, James Palmer, is carrying out a bus review. And what we are trying to do at the District Council, we are, you know, much closer and in touch with our residents, and we're trying to find out the best possible routes and the most popular routes so that we can put together a business case to take to the Combined Authority and make our case to bid for money and better routes for our rural areas, which I think do suffer. You know, buses are pretty regular in central Cambridge, but out here in East Cambridgeshire, things are much tougher, and we want to do a better job. And so we know that there's a mood out there for people wanting to make the change, but they need the services to be able to get on.
That's quite an interesting one, because when I go up the A10 towards Ely, I could quite often meet a bus coming the other way. But, of course, that's the A10 and the main route coming in. I guess you have to think about other places, you know, the Soams, the Little Downhams, the Streatham of this world as well.
Little Downham. My patch, you know, Pymore doesn't have a bus service at all. Coveney only has one on a Thursday. I mean, we have to be realistic here. You know, we can't put on a subsidised bus service if it's only going to pick up one passenger once a month in a rural village. You've got to be sensible about it. But, you know, we're sort of basing this on the very, very successful Ely Zipper model, which we launched 4 or 5 years ago now, which had a pretty hefty subsidy from the public purse at the beginning. But the model was that the county council at the time kept the fare income from the service. And over a long period of time, we've managed to get ridership up. We gave it a friendly name. It's a very community-friendly, community-minded service. And it's very, very popular now because it runs... you know, it's a very simple timetable. It basically runs hourly around the Grunty Fen villages, getting people into and out of Ely. People understand it, and it's incredibly well supported now, to a point where we've almost managed to wipe out the public subsidy. And we recently put on an additional stop at Lancaster Way Business Park, where they are helping to support the service with financial backing. And it means that the public subsidy is almost, but not quite, gone. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to work out the viable routes that will have good ridership, where we can get the public subsidy down over a period of time.
And presumably, as you've alluded to earlier on, it's not necessarily within your gift, because it comes under, it's one of these tricky ones, isn't it, where the blurring, if you like, between the district council and the county council takes place. And then on top of that, of course,
I was about to add that in as well.
It takes half an hour to ask a question these days when you're including all the different authorities.
Simply put, it's the combined authority responsibility, but we really care about it at a local level. So what we're trying to do is put a really good case together, so we got a good case to lobby the combined authority. So the more people that respond to our consultation, the better the case we can make to the combined authority.
Now, our listeners in East Cambridgeshire, I think, are going to be getting some paperwork from you through the letterbox, aren't they, over the next few days and weeks?
Starting today, we're posting out a hard copy survey to every single household in East Cambridgeshire. The consultation runs for 6 weeks to the 19th of April. We're also running a series of residents' meetings. They're happening throughout the district. The first one, actually, first two are tonight in Littleport and in Wychford. People can find that information on the East Cam's website. And, of course, people can complete the survey online as well, which is obviously better because we don't have to sit there keying in the information. So if they want to go online, it's eastcams.gov.uk/buscyclewalk. And if people are filling in the hard copy, there's a series of drop boxes all around in different community locations around East Cambridgeshire that they can pop in their hard copy into a drop box. The list of drop boxes is on the actual hard copy survey. So
I had a look at that list yesterday, and both in terms of the numbers of drop boxes that are available to people and also the number of residents' meetings. This is not like one meeting which is hidden away at a time where people can't actually get to it. There's quite a few opportunities for people to have the conversation with you about this.
There absolutely are. We're doing all over the district. Councillors are running meetings in their patches, and that's really to promote the consultation and get as many responses as we possibly can, because we think we can make a really good case to the combined authority, and we will be putting together that work in the summer, because the combined authority is pulling together its final thoughts on the bus review later on in the summer.
Right. So when does all your information need to be? How long have people got to? Is basically what
so
I'm saying here.
6 weeks from today. So 19th of April is the deadline. So still plenty of time, and we'll be doing lots more promotion. I think we've got an advert playing on your station.
I'm not allowed to mention things like that, but yes, indeed, you do.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I like having rules, so we can then go and break them. It's absolutely fine. It doesn't matter at all. Remind people, of course, this is going to be going ahead.
Public service.
Precisely. Precisely.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. So hopefully people will be able to give their views. We haven't mentioned cycling much, actually. I should quickly mention that before we finish.
While we were doing this, back in the elections last year, we made a promise that we would try and put together, again, cycle routes are not the responsibility of the district council, and we are a tiny authority. We just don't have the funding to deliver these. But having said all of that, what we think is in our gift to do is to work out the routes that would make a really good cycling infrastructure across the whole of East Cam. So these are sort of strategic routes, so reasonable cycling distances to get people to work and school and college and that sort of thing. And we're putting together a map. We've already got a map of current cycling routes and planned cycling routes that are already in various plans. And we're sort of looking to fill in the gaps, really. And again, then as funding becomes available, we've got the strategy on the shelf. We'll be able to pick it off and try and deliver some of these routes as and when funding becomes available, so that over time we can have a really good network of cycling and walking infrastructure as well.
That sounds pretty good. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Can you quickly remind us of that website address so people can take a look?
www.eastcams.gov.uk/buscyclewalk.
OK, thank you very much. Urge everybody to take a look at that. Councillor Anna Bailey, leader of East Cambridgeshire District Council, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.